This is Ricky's Totally Real Canadian Boyfriend, written by Just Getting By, read by Mistborn Hero, a Skate the Infinity podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Langa, Ricky, and tagged for 5+1 things, point of view, outsider, misunderstandings, humor, future fic, established relationship. Summary. In university, Ricky's new friends just want the best for him. If only he would drop the whole "I have a boyfriend, he's just in Canada" thing. Or the 5 times Ricky's classmates thought that he was lying, and the 1 time they realized he wasn't. If you were here, we'd laugh about the vacant stairs, but right now, my time is theirs. 1. Aiko felt bad for the red-haired guy sitting next to her in the math lecture. In each class, he seemed more and more confused than the last, which honestly was relatable. "Hey," she said to him one day when the class came to an end. The row of students was packing up, but the redhead was still staring down at his notes, his face knotted in concentration. He didn't even seem to realize she had spoken. "Hey," Aiko repeated. Finally, his head jerked up. "Oh, hi. A few of us have a study group for this class," she said, "if you want to join." It truly was a small group, just Aiko, her friend from high school Himari, and Tanaka Ren, who Aiko had taken a different math class with last year. The redhead's pained expression melted away, his eyes lit up, and a grin cracked across his face. "Really? That would save my life." "We meet in the library Tuesday and Thursday at 4, she said. "I'm Otsuka Aiko, by the way." "Kai and Ricky." He kept smiling brightly as he shoved his loose notes into a backpack. Aiko hadn't realized it before, but he had a skateboard strapped to the back of his bag, one that looked well used and loved, with deep scratches, scrapped off paint signs, and nicked wheels. "Is this a mandatory course for you?" He shook his head. "Believe it or not, I actually picked this myself." "Oh, I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't a requirement for my degree." Kayan shrugged. "I went out to sign skateboards," he said. "It turns out you actually need some math skills for that." Aiko nodded along. It was an interesting reason, at the very least, and she liked interesting people. Too many in the course were only here because they had some long-term goal of being rich, and they thought, probably correctly, that the best way to do that was by selling their soul to some company. Aiko wanted to be a marine biologist, and unfortunately, some of the research did require mathematics and statistics, even though she would be content to look at whales all day. She would even settle for classifying the different varieties of seaweed. Kai and Ricky, it seemed, was more like her than some of her classmates. He would struggle through a math class if it meant he would get better at a dream job. Aiko suspected this would be the start of a solid friendship. Aiko was right, as she was with most things. Kayan, Ricky, he insisted she call him after only their 3rd study session, was great to be around. He was fun and bright. He was the sunshine in the dingy library meeting room. His cracking laughter would bounce off the gray walls. More often than not, his backpack would be full of various snacks for the friend group, purchased from a convenience store as if he was 12 and not 19. He fit into the group easily. He talked about some pop idol with Himari. Apparently, his younger sisters were also huge fans and could keep up with Tanaka's quick mind. In fact, Aiko felt a little bad for writing Reki off so early. She had assumed he wouldn't have passed without their help. That was part of why she had offered for him to join the group. As the semester went on, it became more and more clear that Reki would have done just fine by himself. He dug into the topics, working through and through each question until he understood it completely. And, before Aiko knew it, the midterm was glaring them all in the face. "Let's go out after," Himari said that Thursday in the library. Her fingers were stained blue from the ink of her notes, and dark bags hung under her eyes. "I've been working on this for too long. If I don't take a break after the midterm, my head might actually explode." Even Tanaka nodded in agreement, despite the fact that he wasn't usually one for a party. "I could use a break, too." Aiko wasn't about to protest. "A lot of people are finishing up midterms this week, I think. There should be a lot of people out looking for some fun." "Oh, are you looking for fun, Ko?" Himari leaned in, smirking. "I wouldn't turn it down." Himari laughed in agreement. "Well, in that case, we'll have to find someone for our other resident single." Himari had a boyfriend of a year. Tanaka had just started seeing a girl from his statistics class. They all turned to Reki. Aiko wanted to hear what he had to say about it all. Instead of making a joke, Reki only looked confused. "Wait," he said. "Who?" Himari rolled her eyes. "You." Color rose up in Reki's cheeks. "Oh, actually, I'm seeing someone. I thought you knew." He brushed the back of his head and closed his eyes. Himari's boyfriend had joined in on a study session or two during the term. Tanaka wouldn't shut up about every point in his blooming relationship. He had looped them in on everything from the first time they had talked, to when he had lent her a pen, to agonizing over which cafe to take her to. Reki, on the other hand, had only talked about skateboarding. He always would ramble on about some latest move, or a board, or this one skater he admired. He had never so much as mentioned a girl. "How come we didn't know that?" Tanaka said. Reki shrugged. "I'm sure I mentioned it." "You definitely didn't." Himari narrowed her eyes, as if she was dissecting him with her gaze. "You can make it up to us by inviting them out with us," Aiko said. "That's gonna be a little difficult." "Oh?" "They're kind of on the other side of the Pacific right now, doing a semester abroad in Canada." Silence hung over the study group. Himari shot a look to Aiko, who passed it on to Tanaka in return. "Reki," Himari said finally, "I wasn't trying to be mean by joking about you being single. I was just teasing Aiko. I apologize if it didn't land."
"What are you talking about?"
"You know, there's nothing wrong with being single, right? It can be a ton of fun."
I know that."
Reki dug his head. The color of his cheeks matched his hair.
"But I'm not single."
"Sure," Aiko said. Reki sighed, slumped forward onto the table, his forehead against the wood. Aiko and Himari passed the silent words of their long friendship. Why was this such a big deal? Reki, if he was telling the truth, certainly hadn't brought up a girl before, so why now? It didn't seem like him to get so defensive, though, either. Usually he rolled with the jokes. Tanaka cleared his throat across the table. "So," he said, a touch too loud, "what did everyone get for the third question on the practice exam?" "Seems like there's always someone who disapproves." "Two."
The French cafe, a block away from the main campus, was Yua's favorite place in the world. They sold cakes that looked like pink and yellow clouds, the sweetest bread she had ever tasted, and the stacks of macarons that reminded her of the time she was in Paris with her parents and went to the Louvre on the Champs-Élysées. Mostly, she enjoyed the cafe because of how quiet it was. The spot was frequented enough to stay in business, but not so busy that she couldn't think. And even better than usual was the guy in front of her. He had broad shoulders and a muscular back that slimmed down to a trim waist. On top of everything, he had a breezy sort of street style. It was as if he had just walked off a runway and a skate park at the same time. As he waited for his pastry, Yua maneuvered herself next to him. "Have you tried the canele?" It seemed to take him a moment to realize Yua was talking to him. He glanced around the cafe before he gave her a polite smile. "Oh, no, I haven't." Yua flipped her hair over her shoulder. "They are my favorite, better than the ones I've had in Paris."
"Oh?
Yeah." As another patron passed by, Yua used it as an excuse to brush up against the hot guy's arm. Even the air of the cafe smelled like sugar. How much more perfect could this meet cute be?
"What would you say to coming back tomorrow so I can buy you one?"
His face colored. "I'm flattered," he said, stumbling over his words slightly. "But I actually have a boyfriend?" Yua's heart deflated slightly. The saying was true. All the hot ones were taken or gay. Or both.
"Well, you should take him here sometime. Free date idea. Maybe I'll see you two around."
He dug his hands into his pockets. "We probably won't see you for a while. He's actually in Canada." Yua frowned. If he didn't want to go out with her, he could have just said so. It's not like she would have cared. Well, it's not like she wouldn't have gotten over her lingering disappointment. They'll judge it like they know about me and you. 3. Midterms came and went. They all did much better than Himari expected. Even Aiko pulled a decent mark. All in all, the semester was flying past. In a lot of ways, Himari felt like she was slowly trying to control chaos. Each week, she did her assignment and promised herself that the next week she wouldn't be so busy. Somehow, she was always wrong. The exhaustion wore her thin. Her head ached. She drank more coffee than water. The rest of the group followed in her habits. "The semester end can't come fast enough," Tanaka grumbled one Thursday night. Their session was running later than it ever had before. The world outside the small window had long since grown dark. Coffee cups, snack wrappers, and stacks of notes were strewn across the table. Himari had pulled her hair in a ponytail long ago, and Raki's headband sat off-kilter. A strand of red hair spiked from underneath as he stared at the problem in front of him.
"If you stare any harder, you're gonna set it on fire," Himari joked.
"Ha ha," he said as he looked up. "Hilarious." He rubbed at his face before he sank back into his chair. "Honestly, the end of the semester is coming too fast. I've got too much to do. There's a lit paper I haven't even started yet due on Friday."
"Rough," Aiko said. "I can edit if you need."
"Really? I'd owe you my life."
"Sure, just get it to me on Thursday, at least."
"Of course."
From behind her book, Himari eyed them.
"Wait, hadn't Reggie said whoever he was seeing was only gone a semester?"
Aiko caught Himari's eyes and frowned.
"What?"
Himari set down the textbook, folded her arms, and rested her chin on her hands. "Reki, I thought you would have been excited for the end of the semester."
"Why's that?" I thought you were waiting for someone to come back from Canada. The slightest smirk quirked her mouth upward.
Really, Himari? Now? Aiko sighed. I'm sick of studying too, but that doesn't mean we have to antagonize poor Reki.
Oh, it's fine. They actually have family in Canada, so they're staying for a while longer. The school year is different too, so it's gonna be a while.
That's too bad.
Yeah, Reki frowned. He did actually look sad, Himari noted. Most people did not look that hurt over a fake girlfriend. But, Reki said, snapping up and reaching into his pocket. Check this out! He pulled out his phone and turned it towards them. The small screen showed a terrain park on a snowy mountain. The footage looked as if it were taken from a GoPro. In the clip, a snowboarder carved his way down the mountain. He glided over a rail and spun as he jumped off, before dipping into a half pipe lower on the hill. When he reached the edges, the figure blocked out the sun. The snowboarder flipped fully upside down before landing moments later, as if he had gone over nothing more than a small bump. Pretty cool, right? Himari nodded slowly.
Yeah, she said, though she didn't understand it fully.
Reki was definitely into skateboarding, but this was the first time he had ever brought up snowboarding. He was always the type of person to jump from one conversation to another, but usually, Himari could follow the vague logic of his jumps. Today, she didn't really understand. They could all use a little more sleep. Four. Tanaka Ren was having a bad night. There was no way around it. Despite how much he had studied for their final earlier that day, it had not gone well. Each question strained his mind. He was still burnt out from his biology final the day before. Now, to top it all off, his phone was sitting on the cement, screen shattered. No, he said, blinking back tears. No, no, no. He bent down and picked it up, praying it was only an illusion. You okay? Reki asked next to him. They had all gone out for ramen and beer to celebrate the end of the term, and for a moment he had felt a fraction better about the day. But as Ren stared at the unmistakable ruined phone in his hand, everything crashed down once again. Damn it. He bit his lip and held back the stubborn tears building in his eyes. He had saved up for months for the stupid thing.
Hey, hey, Aiko said, her voice smooth. It's all right.
On the road next to them, cars raced past. The neon city lights glowed and the puddles from the afternoon rainstorm cut the swirl of colors like an oil slick. Any other time, Ren should have enjoyed himself. But now, Ren sighed and pressed his fingers to the bridge of his nose. It's fine, he said, more to himself than anyone. But I should let my girlfriend know my phone is busted before she sends half of Japan looking for me, thinking I got kidnapped or something.
You're 20, Himari pointed out.
Try telling her. Besides, I promised I'd let her know I made it to my dorm safe. Here, Reki said, without hesitation. He shoved his phone in Ren's face. Use mine. Ren nodded and took the phone. On the home screen, there was a picture of a skater with pale skin and blue hair that, somehow, seemed to suit him naturally. Wait, something about him looked familiar. Ren squinted. Is that the guy from the national team? Reki beamed. Yeah, Langa is the best, he said. He's the one I've been telling you about. You should see some of his moves. From there, he trailed into a long rant about all the different tricks this Langa had mastered. Aiko and Himari were probably cursing him for bringing the topic off. Reki had brought up Langa nearly once a session. Langa's flips this, Langa's turn technique that. Ren had just assumed he was some old pro that Ricky admired on a craft level, not a guy closer to their age. But as Ricky rambled, something in Ren's mind clicked. He was an idiot. So were Himari and Aiko, but he didn't want to throw them under the bus. Ricky was clearly into dudes. That was why he had been so evasive about them pressing into his love life. Ren cringed as he typed out the message to his girlfriend, explaining what happened. Ricky, who was so kind and bright and good-natured, they had put him into a place where he wasn't comfortable. Later that night, with a few beers buzzing in his mind, Ren turned to Ricky. "Hey," he said. Ricky lifted his eyebrow.
"Hey! I just wanted you to know, we all support you, no matter what."
Thank you?" Ren nodded to himself and took another sip of his beer. Music blasted around him and shook his eardrums and his chest. It was a small gesture, but hopefully Ricky would know they all supported him, and whenever he was ready to tell them, Ren would be there to listen. Five. Miko had seen the group studying in the library for the better part of last semester. She spent the better part of the term trying to work up the courage to talk to them, especially the cute red-haired guy. But the end of the semester came and went, and she never got the guts. She didn't expect them to be back in the second semester. Surely everyone would have had different schedules or different classes. But it was 4 on a Tuesday, and there they were, filtering into the study room. Nika swallowed her doubt, left her books and notes behind, and walked up to them. In her hand, she held a folded note with her phone number. She prayed her fingers weren't rattling as badly as her heart. "Hi," she said to the red-haired guy as she stepped into the room, horribly aware of all the eyes on her.
"Hi," he said back.
"I saw you come in here the other day and thought you were cute," Nika said.
Had her mouth always been so dry? It felt as if it were stuffed with cotton.
"I wanted to give you my number."
"He's seeing someone."
It wasn't the redhead who said it. No, it was the guy with thin framed glasses who had spoken.
"They're in Canada."
But the redhead did not long.
"Sorry,"
he said, his voice sympathetic. "Oh." Her face burned. Nico wished she could disappear on the spot. Without another word, she turned on her heel and pushed out of the room.
"What the hell, Ren?" said a sharp woman's voice. "That was rude."
"I'm just helping Ricky. Hey, what the hell, Aiko?"
"I think Ricky can answer for himself. Besides, she was cute."
Nico tried to ignore them as she gathered her books and planned her escape. Before she could make it to the stairwell, one of the girls was at her side, the one whose hair was cropped just lower than her chin and decorated with a pink clip.
"Sorry about the guys," she said. "They lack social skills."
Nico still wished she could turn invisible.
"It's fine," she mumbled.
"Anyway, I'm Otsuka Aiko. Nice to meet you."
She smiled, and Nico's heart stumbled for the 10th time that day.
Plus one. The canelés in the French cafe just off campus were delicious. Aiko would give Ricky that, even if they were overpriced. Next to her, Nico squeezed her hand.
"I'll buy next time," she promised, as the group of them took the table by the far window.
"Nah," Aiko said. "It's Ricky that always wants to come here. I'm the dumbass who decided to make friends with him. You shouldn't have to pay for that."
"Hey," Ricky protested, "it's not my fault, they're delicious."
I'm gonna be broke, Ren complained. I wanted to save for a motorbike.
A few pastries aren't exactly gonna break your motorcycle savings, Ren. You should get a better job than at the hardware store. Himari set her latte and croissant on the table as she sat down.
I'd like to, but that's the only place I've found around here that lets me keep my hours low.
Aiko smiled to herself and sipped her cappuccino. Somehow, over the last semester and a bit, their friend group had knitted together. She even had Nico by her side now, too. Not that she believed everyone needed a romantic partner. In truth, some of the best and deepest connections she had in her life were with friends. Who else was by her side, no matter what? Friendship, she thought, was seriously undervalued. Somehow, it got relegated for a thing for children on playgrounds and faded into one's adult years. Aiko had always disagreed with that thought, but the divide only grew larger over the years. Now, it was a chasm. What would she do without Himari, who she could understand through a rise of a brow or a quirk of the mouth? Or Ren, who seemed so smart and serious at first, only to be a huge softy when he finally did open up? Reki, too, was a constant light in the group, always able to lighten the mood. I could only wish the best for them. And maybe for Reki to stop lying to them about the whole girlfriend in Canada thing. Maybe it was one of those lies that started off as innocent affliction that had spiraled out of control? Hey, Nico whispered. You all right? She nodded, just thinking. About what? Before Aiko could reply, Ren's head snapped towards Reki in the corner of the table.
Don't all look at once, he whispered in a harsh tone. But Reki, I think that a skater you're totally obsessed with just walked in.
Reki jumped up and immediately spun towards the door.
Hey, I said don't look, dude.
Aiko peeked out from the corner of her eye. That blue hair was pretty unmistakable. It had to be the skater Reki had consistently gushed about. He had a distinct look.
Langa!
Aiko cringed. Oh no, Reki. There were more subtle ways to let the guy know he was a fan. Across the table, Himari's eyes widened as she caught Aiko's gaze.
Langa!
Reki all but climbed over the top of Ren.
Dude, you're gonna end up with a restraining order.
Ren reached to grab his sleeve and hold him back. Reki! The blue-haired guy, Langa, turned towards their table. He looked as if he had seen the sun for the first time. Aiko's heart dropped a beat. What the hell's going on? Before she had time to properly string together her thoughts, Reki all but tackled Langa. Langa didn't pull back. He did very much the opposite. He wrapped his arms around Reki, one fist falling the fabric of Reki's yellow hoodie. He leaned his head in, and his lips moved as he said something much too quietly for the rest of them to pick up on.
What the fuck?
Ren ran his hand through his hair, pushing it away from his face. I don't know. Himari blinked and looked as if she was re-evaluating her entire existence. Is he real? Aiko still couldn't move as she watched Langa's hands cup Reki's face. He tilted his head upwards and kissed him, in the middle of the cafe, as if the rest of the world wasn't there. Aiko pulled her gaze away quickly, suddenly feeling like she had walked into a private moment, even though they were very much in the middle of a public building. Nico's hand tightened around hers. Aiko squeezed her in return.
Guys, Langa's here.
Reki wrapped his arms around Langa's wrist and started to pull him in the direction of their table. Shit. Langa gave them all a small wave. He half hid behind the strands of hair that framed his high cheekbones.
Hi, Reki's told me a lot about you all.
He's told us nothing about you. Himari was still staring. Aiko stepped on her foot under the table,
They didn't need to be rude about it. But it wasn't Langa who replied. What are you talking about? I mentioned Langa all the time. You talked about your favorite skateboarder all the time. Yeah, objectively, Langa is the best in the country. Well, Langa started. Not quite. He cast his gaze down towards his feet. You were in the Olympics last year. Wait, Aiko said, and cut off their bickering. Langa the skateboarder is also the secret significant other who was in Canada.
Rocky, did you seriously not tell them?
I did, I swear. Around the table, they all shook their heads. Rocky flushed. I did. I mean, I thought I told them. I talked about you all the time, and I said I had a boyfriend in Canada.
They are not mind readers.
Rocky brushed the back of his head. Well, maybe not. Speaking of which, how did you know I was here? I thought you weren't coming back until the weekend.
Langa smiled and reached for Reki's hand. I came a few days early to surprise you. Your mom mentioned a few of the places you'd be frequenting.
My mom was in on this?
Langa nodded in confirmation.
I guess she's a better secret keeper than I thought. Maybe the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Himari gave him a pointed glare.
It's not the same. I didn't mean to hide Langa. There was an accident.
He buried his face in his hoodie, and then pressed his head into Langa's side.
We are never letting this go.
Suar ran as he shuffled over, making room for one more at their table. Langa sat down with Reki and wrapped his arms around Reki, who was still hiding his head in his hand. Langa easily filled the space Aiko hadn't noticed was missing before now. His soft laugh mixed with theirs, while the rest of them were talking away, grilling the couple for details they had been missing over the past 6 months. Langa's eyes kept flickering back to Reki. As long as her friend was happy, Aiko would be happy. And despite the embarrassment, Reki beamed brighter than ever before. The end. This has been recorded for Skate to 1 Million, the event. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening, and please remember to drink some water today.